Well, whoever those guys are played a heck of a game. How about that? The Twins with a win. That's fun. They beat and against the Tigers. Wouldn't it be the most Minnesota thing ever if these guys made a run and we ended up in the wild card slot after all of the hand-wringing and the freaking out? That, you know, you got to play the games. You still got to play the games. So pretty fun with the Twins with a dominant win, although I will confess, when the Tigers took a 4-3 lead in the, was it the bottom of the second or top of the second or top of the third? I thought, yeah, it was the top of the third. I'm like, here we go. Okay, we can't even protect a 3-0 lead. It's Drive Time. Jason here, Dan here. We'll get you up to date with the news at the top of the hour. I wanted to start talking about new information that we got. Remember all of the freaking out in Minneapolis, people marching in the streets even, worried that the city of Minneapolis and Minneapolis police were cooperating with ICE, with federal immigration agents on a raid on Lake Street. And the city said, we were not. This was not an ICE raid. And we're in a mayoral race, so of course the people running against incumbent Mayor Jacob Frey all said, no, like your chief was like helping out ICE. We can't have this. So the city did a third-party independent review. Not a third-party, it was a city auditor who doesn't report to the mayor, so it was an independent review. And the headline is that the city did not coordinate with ICE. So sorry to the, conspiracy theorists and the people who think that the Minneapolis police are coordinating with federal immigration authorities. So it turned out that this was a drug raid, and the guy who owned that Mexican restaurant on Lake Street in Minneapolis was suspected of being a big-time drug trafficker. So that's the headline. But the thing that has me concerned is this general issue where I feel like the city and the state, when it comes to communicating crisis, that they're still stuck in 1997. And that is a failure to me. And I guess in this age of instant communication, social media, it to me is astonishing that when crisis happens, we haven't figured out how to get the key people involved knowing what's going on. And we saw some of this, Dan, in the hours after we had a politically motivated assassin on the loose. And elected officials throughout the state had no idea what was going on. And you look at one of the things that will sort of question, I think, in the aftermath of this, is that this would-be killer showed up in Champlin at the Hoffman house a full hour before he killed Melissa and Mark Hortman. And they were never told what was going on. Now this happened in the middle of the night. So it is possible if they had put out some sort of alert that, you know, they would have slept through it anyway. Fine. That's beside the point.
Right. It's still worth putting the alert out.
I have a group chat for my family. If something happens, I immediately text my kids and my wife. It's instant communication. This is not that hard. When there was a raid going on Lake Street, it took, 4 hours before there was any sort of formal communication, mm-hmm. or even informal communication to council members as to what was going on. And at the time, now look, we can and we did criticize city council members for just jumping to conclusions. I do think there was a time in this country that elected officials, before they would open their big fat mouth, they might think for a second as to whether or not what they were saying was true. Today, that's not what they do. They communicate on vibes. They communicate what they think might be happening. They're communicating empathy for their residents, but they don't act like they're an authority, which is a problem, and it's also reality, right? Like, any idiot knows that's what's going on. It just is, and it's not new, and it's been going on for years. It's been getting worse as far as people shooting for the hip and saying whatever they think without taking a moment to be like, yeah, I am a city council member. I should maybe know what I'm talking about.
Political ready, fire, aim?
Yeah, they don't care. They just say it. And I think they care, but they care about different things. They care about showing that they're with their residents, which is nice. It's fine. Good for you. You're with us. You don't believe the police. I mean, all right. I guess, like, that's what the voters want to hear, and so they get it. The fact that there's such a schism between the mayor's office and the city council, I do think sometimes you see these sorts of things playing out, and if you had maybe less of a schism, less of a divide, maybe you'd have better communication. I don't know. I just think maybe our elected officials and our government, they're so focused on how do we communicate to the wider public? How do we hide stuff from the media? That there's not a lot of focus on what in the corporate world, they call it internal communication, right? Your internal newsletters, your staff meetings. We got to do a better job because, frankly, lives are on the line. I am surprised. And frankly, I think that the rainy weather on the day of the ice raid, on the non-ice raid, it wasn't ice. But the rainy weather sort of kept that from getting completely out of control. There, to me, is no, you know, you got council members whipping it up. You've got a community on edge, understandably.
Sure.
And it's not Joe Public's job to, you know, set aside your fear about whether or not you or your girlfriend or your favorite employees at your store are going to get deported. It's not your job as a regular citizen to put that aside. It is the executives, the mayor. It's Jacob Frey's job. It's the governor's job. It's their job to be better at getting the word out and stop acting like it's 20 years ago. Get a group chat. I mean, this can't be that difficult. It's 3:50. We're going to break. Big news in streaming TV. Which streamer is going away? We'll tell you when we come back. Hulu is going to be gone. I hate all of these streaming apps. There's so many apps. Hulu will become part of Disney Plus, and Disney owned Hulu, and I think, I don't know. The NFL bought ESPN, part of it. Well, like 10%. And now there's going to be an ESPN app. There was a time when you turned on your TV and the stuff was there. Do they still have that where it's just like one? Is it Xfinity?
You preferred the time where you had to actually get up and walk over to the TV to change the channel too, didn't you?
I liked a clicker that had some heft to it. You hit the thing, clunk, clunk, change the channel. Sick of it.